My guests tonight are young men whose band just claimed first place in the 9th through 12th grade category at the Commerce Idol competition. I recently caught a live performance by the trio at the Commerce Songwriters Showcase, and it is my pleasure to now welcome to KETR the band Casting Shadows. With me are vocalist, guitarist Christian Sparks, also guitarist James Loggins, and drummer Hunter Lennington. Thanks so much for stopping by tonight, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
It's awesome.
It's a pleasure to have you in the studios here. I was hoping that we could kind of go around the table here a little bit and sort of put a voice with your names for folks who are not in studio with us here tonight, which is everybody else. But why don't you kind of tell us a little bit about where you're from and a little bit about yourselves. Let's go ahead and start off with Christian.
Born and raised in Commerce.
Okay.
I moved away for a while, but I'm back now and just riding music. I met these guys through skateboarding, and
you
just started riding.
Share some of the common interests that I had at about your age. I was considered myself a bit of a skateboarder back then as well, but I don't even try it anymore. I'm way too old for that. So, awesome. Great to meet you and see you again, Christian. James, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I grew up in Louisville and then moved here in maybe 2000, 2001. And then I met Hunter in Boy Scouts when we were little bitty, and then he introduced me to CJ a couple years ago.
Nice. So, and the band just kind of fell into place, obviously, after that. That's great, man. And last but not least, the drummer, Hunter. How about you? Where do you hail from?
From Commerce. I've stayed here all my life. I met CJ through skateboarding and James through Boy Scouts, and we all had a taste for music, so we just got together, and here we are.
Nice. So we know how you guys met, and how long has the band been together now? When did you put the band Casting Shadows together?
I would say about maybe a year ago.
More like the beginning of this school year and stuff.
Yeah.
Me and CJ have been playing for a while, and then we just introduced James.
How would you guys classify the group's sound, which is not always the easiest thing, and I know I personally hate having to pigeonhole any specific band, but
right. You
kind of have to do it. It's just it's one of those things so that people know what you're all about. So how do you classify the group's sound?
I would say indie rock, or we do a lot of... I started writing folk music, really, by myself. And then these guys kind of jumped in on some songs I already wrote. Then we're kind of getting our own sound now. We want to go towards indie rock, but that's what I think our new song, James the Lumberjack, is kind of like.
That's what's so cool about a lot of group sounds is that you take all these different influences and interests that come together, and it just kind of creates this whole new thing. So that's what's interesting to me, and I appreciate you opening up about that. Now, I did notice a distinct lack of a bassist in the group. Do you guys have something against those low notes, or do you just haven't found a bassist that fits the group yet?
Well, we just haven't found a guy that we all get along with. We all get along so well, so we don't just want to, like, just get some guy to join us, and then
we're
going to start fighting. There's going to be drama and stuff.
Yeah.
So
as
we
happens.
We want to find a guy that's like one of us, just a good friend.
And that can tolerate us, too.
Yeah.
Well, like, we got to find somebody that's in our age, like, around us that actually has a love for music like we do.
Sure.
Yeah, it's hard to find that.
When you're basically able to pick from folks in the immediate area here in Commerce, your choices are even more limited. But the good news is that there are an awful lot of musicians and songwriters and the like around here, so I'm sure you're going to come across one soon, but I got to say, when I heard you perform, I did not notice a lack of a bass or anything, so I don't think you're necessarily missing anything in the sound just yet, but I think that would be a great addition if you guys ever come across the right bassist. And who knows, maybe it'll be a girl that you come across that
yeah,
rocks
definitely.
Out on the bass.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about the band's music influences. Who have you guys been listening to that's kind of helped form the band's sound? I'm sure you each have your own kind of influences, but feel free, whoever wants to start off.
For me, like Cage the Elephant and 21 Pilots, those are probably two of mine.
How about Hunter and Christian? What kind of music have you guys grown up listening to that's influenced the sound?
Well, I grew up like listening to a lot of Bob Dylan.
Okay.
My mom, she loves him. So like,
nice.
Yeah, it's just really catchy.
It is, and I'm so proud that people are sharing that with a new generation, because, you know, a lot of times when I was growing up, my mom would try to make me listen to her music, and I'm like, I can't handle it, Mom. This is too much easy listening. But, you know, it's great when a younger generation can appreciate some of the older music like that. How about you, Christian?
Definitely Bob Dylan, too, and some John Denver.
Wow,
I like John
nice.
Denver.
Very nice,
and,
man.
Definitely just indie rock altogether. I mean, Young the Giant, that's a good band I started listening to when I started listening to indie rock.
Okay.
I really like them, and they influenced me a lot.
Now, I just mentioned this, it's a little bit off topic, but you mentioned John Denver. There's just here in the last month or two, a compilation just came out with a bunch of different bands that did a tribute to John Denver that you might want to look into. So if you like his original stuff, there's some modern bands that have put their take on John Denver classics. I don't get to talk about this stuff on the show enough because it's not Texas music, you know,
right.
So I just wanted to mention that to you. Always happy to hear about the influences that go into creating a new band. Now, I personally recall from my days goofing around kind of in a garage band back in my youth that parents and neighbors just don't appreciate loud music as much as you do, right?
Right.
Well, yeah. Actually, we have neighbors that tweet about how they get concerts every time we play.
Really? Yeah. And it's positive tweets, I hope. And
yes, it is.
Oh, that's good.
Most of the time.
Well, that's the beauty. Of course, we are in Commerce. I grew up in Dallas, so it's just too many people around to really be able to jam out in a garage. But I'm assuming this is... You know, you guys are doing it like most bands do when they're your age and starting out. You're practicing at home in the garage, you know, whenever the parents will allow kind of a thing, I would assume, right?
Well, we try to practice every day.
I bet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that your neighbors are accepting of the practices going on out there in the garage all the time. Hey, I would love to invite you guys with Casting Shadows to perform a song live here in the studios. Would you be so kind, gentlemen?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, most definitely.
Sure.
Hey, what song do you think you'd like to do first? And I was hoping that maybe you could give a little introduction on it.
Tell Me?
Is that good? That sounds good.
No, I'm asking y'all to tell me. No. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you. It's a song called Tell Me. Is there any insight into this tune?
It says, tell me if you ever really love me. So it's just about asking somebody if they love you, you know.
I understand.
It's not too in-depth, but...
I'm with you. No, I appreciate
it's a fun song.
Any insights into the music? I know that it's sometimes uncomfortable to delve into what might have spawned some of the lyrics and stuff in this, but I appreciate you opening up about this. Let's check out this tune by Casting Shadows live in the KETR studios on 88.9 KETR. I'm talking with Christian, James, and Hunter of the band Casting Shadows on 88.9 KETR's Notably Texan. All three of you guys, if I'm not mistaken, are just on the verge of finishing high school. Is that true?
Yeah.
Awesome. But you've already got wheels on your music careers. I imagine you've probably got some big plans and aspirations in your minds. I know that this is an early point in your career to talk about that, but talk about some of your greatest dreams for where you'd like to kind of take the music careers.
I would like to... probably start traveling this summer and maybe go down to Austin and just hit the big cities around here and see what we can do, make some money.
Absolutely. And that's not always the easiest thing to do in this business. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. What about James and Hunter, some of your kind of big dreams and aspirations for what you'd like to do with this?
Well, I just want to become like a studio artist. Like this is the career that I want to follow through with. But yeah, like CJ said, I want to like go and travel and just make some money too with it.
That sounds like a very, you know, expected dream from music careers to be able to actually turn it into a job. So, I sure hope that that does work out for you guys. It can be hard out there, so just be ready to face some hardships. I'm not trying to, you know, be a bummer here or anything, but just know this. Going into it, just know that it can be really tough, man. What about you, James?
Yeah, like CJ said, I want to travel this summer and try and get as many shows as we can, just try and make an impact, see if we get noticed in the music industry.
The parents are all on board with you guys hitting the road and you know, sharing your music out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk to them, so they seem pretty chill about it.
Okay, well, that's good. I know that that's a consideration you have to take into the master plan here. Well, you guys are getting into a music business that's, honestly, it's kind of in a state of flux these days. There's a whole generation of listeners out there who have never even bought an album in their lives, favoring to pirate music for free instead. Let me ask y'all, is your love for making the music enough to kind of compensate for the lack of music sales these days, which is, I know, a grim prospect, but it's just the truth. You know, I talk to people all the time who have said, I don't know why people ever bought CDs. There are people who don't even own a CD these days. They've just downloaded everything from the net from their favorite pirate site or whatever. But what do you think about the state of the music business these days and knowing this going into it? Are you guys accepting of the way things are working right now?
Well, yeah, I am. I mean, it doesn't really bug me. We put all our downloads on our internet for free, and so you can go download our music.
Sure.
I mean, right now, we're serious, but, you know, we understand how it is. You know, some people don't have money to go out and buy stuff, so
it's true.
You can get it off the internet.
The best way to really get yourselves known is to get the music out there. You want it available to as many people as possible, so that I definitely understand that.
The way that we're trying to get, like known is just, like, through social networks and, like, just internet sites.
I mean, that's definitely the way to go. Word of mouth goes a long way, too, and I'm sure you guys are doing everything you can with that. You've got to utilize the internet and social networking to spread the word out there.
And a lot of people do use, like, the free download stuff, but I think if the music's good enough, people will still pay for it.
You guys are talking about wanting to get on the road, and what I have learned in my interviews over the years here on the show is that folks that are in music business these days, they're not making money from the record sales. They're making it on the road from merchandise and ticket sales and that sort of a thing. So it looks like you guys are pinpointing the right thing. Nobody is intimidated really by the notion that people think music should be free, though. I mean, even as you get bigger, do you think that's going to bother you if people are like, no, man, I'm not going to pay a dollar for your single. You know, I'll just go download it from my friend, or my friend has it. I'll just copy it from them. Does that intimidate you guys at all?
Not really. I mean, they're still going to probably buy it. If they come see us, I mean, it's different. You know, if they come see you in concert, they're going to be like, I want that CD. I want them to sign it. I mean,
yeah,
that's one of the things. We're going to be signing CDs and stuff. So you can't go download a signed CD.
No, you can't. That is true.
We have a Facebook for Casting Shadows.
Do you guys have a direct link to the Facebook, or they can just put into the search bar on Facebook Casting Shadows? There are a couple of others, so they need to find the right one. I think you also have the quotations around
there. Yeah, it'll probably say Commerce underneath it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Just to alleviate any confusion, because I ran into this when I was searching for you guys on Facebook. I was like, which Casting Shadows is it? So look for the one with quotations around it. I think that's the easiest way to find it. That would be the main way that folks, I assume, can go online to find out more about the band Casting Shadows is over on your Facebook?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there a Reverb Nation site as well?
There is, and that's where you'd get our free downloads.
Okay.
So definitely, like, look it up and download some stuff and show your friends. Go to ReverbNation.com, and then there'll be a search bar, and you just put in Casting Shadows, and we'll pop up.
Simple as that. While I've got Casting Shadows here in the KETR studios, I was hoping that you would maybe play one more tune before you go. What do you think you'd like to do for us next?
James Lumberjack, is that good?
Sounds about
sure.
Right.
That's a good one. I enjoyed your performance of that at the Songwriters Showcase. Not that much of a serious song, I guess you could say, but what do people need to know about this one?
Well, actually, we won the Commerce Idol with this song.
Yes, that's right, you did. Is this based on a true story? Or?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, good.
He's a lumberjack, and his friends make fun of him. So he comes back to town, and he's just all mad. He's got an axe, so they're all running away from him.
People should not upset people that carry, you know, things like chainsaws and axes.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah. It's a cautionary tale, folks. Check out this tune, James the Lumberjack, by Casting Shadows on 88.9 KETR's Notably Texan.
1, 2, 3, 4. James the Lumberjack, born and raised in Kodiak. He's the only guy who had a heart. His friends, they all made fun of him, but that just left him wondering, why am I in this place?
Well, guys, I got to tell you, this has been a lot of fun chatting with you. I really wish you all the luck with the band. I really hope that you guys will come back. I know that since Commerce is your hometown, that probably won't be hard to get you back in studio here, but I hope that you will come back and keep us updated with what's going on and bring us new songs and just keep us in the loop here on Notably Texan.
Yeah, definitely. We'd
love
to.
Yeah, thank you.
Big thanks again to Casting Shadows for stopping by tonight, Christian, James, and Hunter. Stopped by and chatted with us about the band, and we'll closely follow their progress. Always exciting to talk to some youth from right here in Northeast Texas that are getting into the music business. That's great stuff. This Notably Texan interview has been a production of 88.9 KETR. We are listener-supported radio for Northeast Texas, and if you appreciate a venue where you can hear chats with local artists like this, then we need your support. Please make a donation tonight at our website, ketr.org. Just click on Support This Station. I'm your host and producer, Matt Minky, saying thanks for listening.